everyone. Today we're discussing something fascinating, infographics. You know, those eye-catching visual pieces that can take complex information and make it digestible in seconds. Did you know that content with relevant images gets 94% more views than text-only posts? That's pretty mind-blowing, right?
Absolutely, and what's even more impressive is that when you combine text and visuals, information retention can increase by up to 65%. It's really fascinating how our brains are wired to process visual information so much more efficiently than text alone.
That's really interesting. So what exactly makes infographics such a powerful tool in today's content environment?
Well, it comes down to how our brains are naturally wired. Research shows that the human brain processes visual information significantly faster than text. We're talking anywhere from 6 to 600 times faster. You know, it's actually an evolutionary advantage we developed for survival.
Makes sense. And I imagine this plays really well in today's fast-paced environment, where everyone's constantly scrolling through content.
Exactly. In fact, a 2016 study found that infographics reach 54% more readers than traditional blog posts. Think about your own behavior when you're scrolling through social media. What makes you stop and pay attention?
Oh, definitely the visuals. Speaking of which, I think this would be a great time for a quick word from our sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Amplifier, a next-generation content marketing platform that's transforming how businesses increase their organic traffic. With partnerships across 300-plus reputable news sites and social media channels, Amplifier assists companies of all sizes in boosting their exposure and strengthening their reputation through strategic content distribution. Learn more at the link in the description.
Thanks for that. So let's talk about how businesses can actually make use of infographics in their content strategy. What are some practical applications you're seeing?
Well, there are three key ways I'm seeing businesses really succeed with infographics. First, they're using them to break down complex data into digestible stories. Second, they're building credibility through data visualization. And third, they're using them for strategic multi-platform distribution.
I'm curious about that first point, breaking down complex data. How exactly does that work?
You know, it's really about dismantling those information barriers between businesses and their audiences. Let's say you've got some technical products or industry statistics. Instead of overwhelming people with numbers, you can create this visual narrative that guides them through the information step by step.
That makes a ton of sense. Have you seen any specific examples of businesses doing this effectively?
Oh, yeah. Particularly in industries like finance and healthcare, where there's often complex data involved. Charts and data visualization are actually becoming the most widely used type of visual content, with over 50% of marketers declaring them as their go-to format.
Speaking of marketers, what trends are you seeing in terms of how they're approaching visual content?
It's really interesting. About 62% of marketers are now embracing interactive content in their strategy. And get this, 89% of consumers actually want brands to increase their video content. We're seeing this huge shift toward more engaging visual experiences.
You know what I find fascinating? The sharing potential. Can you speak to that?
Absolutely. Visual content is actually 40 times more likely to get shared on social media than other types of content. It's crazy when you think about it. You're not just creating content. You're creating something that people want to pass along to others.
How can businesses truly maximize the impact of their infographics to build a stronger brand image?
That's a great question. Consistency and quality are important. Use your brand guidelines to maintain a uniform color palette, typography, and style across all channels. This fosters trust and recognition. Also, keep in mind that roughly 40% of users appreciate photos and images on company websites.
Any final tips for our listeners who might be thinking about incorporating more infographics into their content strategy?
Yeah, I'd say start by understanding your audience and what type of visual content connects with them. Test different formats, maybe polls and quizzes for social media, or interactive calculators for your website. And most importantly, focus on providing genuine value rather than just creating visuals for the sake of it.
This has been incredibly informative. For our listeners who want to learn more about strategic content distribution and amplifying their brand presence, check out Ampifier at ampifier.com. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. It's been great discussing how visual content is really transforming the way we communicate online.